Hi everyone, my name's Liam, and I'm going to share some stories from my recent itinerary travelling down the rugged west coast of New Zealand's South Island. I'd spent months planning the trip, poring over maps and guidebooks. When I was deciding how to get around, a lot of friends suggested taking the scenic train routes, or maybe just renting a small car to hop between hotels. However, I ultimately decided to hire a camper van because it gave me the absolute freedom to stop wherever I wanted and wake up right next to the beach. My first major stopover was a small town famous for its spectacular coastal views and wild beaches. I had been hoping for bright sunshine to take some great photos of the waves. Instead, I was greeted by heavy rain as soon as I arrived, which actually made the dramatic cliffs look even more impressive and atmospheric. It really suited the rugged nature of the coastline. Further down the coast, I visited the famous Franz Josef Glacier. You definitely need the right gear for this kind of environment. I initially thought I'd need to buy some specialized boots before I arrived, but the tour company provided those as part of the package. The only thing I actually had to rent was a pair of walking poles, which proved essential for keeping my balance on the slippery ice. The wildlife on the west coast is completely incredible. I spent one afternoon on a boat tour, fully expecting to see the local seal colonies that everyone always talks about, but we were incredibly lucky to encounter a pod of rare dolphins swimming right next to us. It was a magical moment, and even our guide was surprised to see them so close to the shore. To fund my travels, I needed to pick up some casual work along the way. I applied for a few fruit-picking jobs at local orchards, thinking it would be nice to work outdoors, but they were completely full. Luckily, I managed to get a job washing dishes at a busy seafood restaurant in town. It wasn't glamorous by any stretch of the imagination, but it paid the bills and the kitchen staff were great fun. When I wasn't working, I eagerly sought out adventure. Most backpackers head straight to the beaches for surfing, and I did consider trying that out, but I'm not a particularly confident swimmer in big waves. So my favourite activity actually turned out to be cave exploring, where a guide took us underground to see thousands of glowworms lighting up the dark subterranean caverns. Living on the road is great, but it certainly has its challenges. One night I parked up at a popular holiday park. I was initially worried about the noise from a nearby highway keeping me up, but it was actually a broken heater in my vehicle that kept me awake all night. It was absolutely freezing, and I had to sleep wearing all my jackets. Before I finally left the coast, I wanted to pick up a special souvenir to remember the journey. I browsed through several little craft shops and almost bought a locally made woolen sweater. In the end, though, I chose a beautiful wooden carving crafted by a local artist, as it felt like a more meaningful reminder of the trip and the Maori culture. I also made sure to try some traditional local dishes. Everyone told me to try the fresh oysters, but I'm quite allergic to shellfish, so I had to avoid them. Instead, I had an amazing meal featuring roasted sweet potato, which is a staple ingredient in a lot of traditional recipes there, and tasted absolutely delicious. Now that this trip is over, I'm already saving up for my next big journey. A lot of my friends are heading over to Australia to work for a year, but my plan is to fly to South America to tackle some high-altitude hiking trails. I can't wait to get back out there.